Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
I would like to just have a robot boyfriend.
Would you want to get fucked by one, or that's so weird?
I would get fucked by a robot boyfriend.
Because I think I'm
good.
Trevor Wallace Comedy, I'm on tour at Tacoma this week, sold out, but I just added New York City.
Hey,
you're watching the Brianna Chicken Fry episode, you're like, she's in New York, I'm about to be in New York. April 5th, Chelsea Music Hall City. I think one of those words I didn't need. Chelsea Hall of I'm in New York, April 5th, TrevorWallaceComedy.com. We'll hopefully add a late show if this one sells. Chelsea Music Hall, TrevorWallaceComedy.com. Michael Blaustein, where are you going to be? Blau Comedy is going
to
be.
Buddy, this weekend I'll be in St. Louis, Missouri, dude, 23rd to the 25th.
Go back to that bowling alley, please.
Huh?
Go to the bowling alley.
Oh, I love that bowling alley. I'm going to go. 3 out of the 5 shows are already sold, so go get tickets before you can. April 6th to the 8th, I'll be in Buffalo, New York. All those shows are low tickets, so go get tickets before you can. April 14th to the 15th, I'll be in Richmond, Virginia. Buddy, those tickets are moving, dude. May 5th to the 6th, I'll be in Des Moines. May 19th to the 20th, I'll be in Omaha. June 2nd to the 3rd, I'll be in Toledo. June 23rd to the 24th, I'll be in San Fran. July 6th to the 9th, I'll be in Washington, D.C. And let me tell you something. There's many, many more dates at my website. That's blaucomedy.com. Go get tickets at blaucomedy.com. On to the show.
I hate Do Not Disturb people. Shut up. Turn it on. Yeah, I just love to hit people with the deliver anyways. That's where I'm at.
I stay doing it.
You're deliver not anyways.
If you're sleeping, get up.
It makes you wonder what they're doing.
You're not doing anything to deserve the Do Not Disturb. I know that. No. You don't have a job.
They're not texting and driving.
They're not texting and driving. Are you good at texting and driving?
Yeah, I'm good at texting and driving.
I'm so good.
Yes.
My peripheral vision, I don't know how to test it, but I'm like off the charts.
I'm better distracted driving than
too.
Regular driving.
I had an Uber
I'm
driver swiping on Bumble one time and I was like, what am I going to cockblock this dude?
Crazy.
But it was low key traffic and he was like kind of hiding it. Like, you know, when the teacher watching, you know, trying to text, but he was like kind of like low key swiping, but like, it wasn't like fast swipe. Like, he was paying attention. He was like, that's not my type, left.
Done.
Here's the thing.
But I don't want to cockblock my man.
Yeah, it could be an asshole. Yeah.
Bumble's fine. If my man's on Tinder, I'm getting out of the car.
Well,
I don't know what disease you got. You got shingles. I don't know what's happening, but you're giving it to
shingles?
Me.
It's gross.
Something's happening. You're giving it to me. I feel it.
Yeah. When did Tinder hit that point where it's like kind of like grimy?
I feel like you can't do it after freshman year of college.
College, you don't really need dating apps. You're just like at a frat party, like, yo, you fuck? Y'all fuck. And then you just dap each other up and then make out.
All it is you have one beer pong fucking partner. If you beer pong partner, and you don't fuck,
but if you suck,
you
if
got
you,
no game.
But biggest egg, you just trash. Who is it? Tana says something funny. She goes, I could never like find a guy hot if he chases for a ping pong ball.
Yeah, I know that's an ick for sure.
Hilarious.
Running under the table trying to get it. Ass crack out.
This ick thing fucking freaks me out. What is, I'm going to ask
you. Is everything you do wrong? Is it with the weird?
Yeah, but people get different. They're all over the goddamn map. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, you eat angel hair pasta with a spoon. Ew, you're not
my
husband.
Insane.
Oh, dude that holds his fork like this or holds his utensils like this.
Oh, like a shovel?
Man, that's not even a human being.
But that dude lays it down in the bed.
No, he doesn't. I put that on my story the other day. I was like, if your man holds your fork like this, like, you're not getting head.
That's funny. Oh,
that's
you're
true,
not.
Though.
Yeah.
You're not getting head. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, he's just like looking at his own self in the reflection of his phone. Like, what are you doing down there?
You want to grow up at one point.
But what about fucking? You think he can fuck?
No, I don't think he can fuck. You can't do that. That's like barbaric.
But he can make you an armoire. You know, you got to take the good with the bad.
True.
Do you want an armoire or do you want an orgasm?
I think I want an armoire.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
At this point in life.
I like that mindset.
Anyways, get your cake and eat it too.
Let's go.
What are your immediate, boom, ick, fuck this guy, idiot.
Oh, ooh, fuck this guy, idiot. Probably. Well, that's one of them for
sure. What about if a guy jumps to pool, plugs his nose?
Oh my God, you're a pussy.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I said that to somebody the other day and they're like, well, I totally get it. What if it gets your nose? I'm like, no.
You learn blow out of your nose.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't be a child. It's
so like,
childish.
At least be discreet. Like right before the water, be like, achoo, and then do it. Like don't just.
Or don't jump in the water.
Don't swim if you can't swim.
Swimming's for idiots.
What about, speaking of plugging noses, how do you feel about a person who sneezes and doesn't go achoo, they
hold
the nose?
It, they do like, the silent?
I hate
the
it.
Muffler?
I feel like they're going to fart when they do that.
Yeah. I feel like they shit themselves at least 3 or 4 times when they're playing softball.
It's hurting the brain a little bit too. Yeah. That can't be great. It's a lot of
sometimes
pressure.
Sometimes I hold my sneeze, I'll go...
Oh, see, do you?
Why? But I don't go like that.
Let it out.
Mine's loud.
I'm a Jew. You got to get it out.
Yeah, but Jews sneeze loud. That's true.
We love attention. Yeah. So we're like, somebody bless me.
Oh, you're both Jews?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All my friends in New York are Jews now.
That's New York.
We live in New York. That's where we go.
Yeah, discreet. But my dad was Christian, so I got the looks of that. Then Mama was over here, J'd up.
Okay, cool.
J'd up is good.
Are we have this chicken
up?
Fry here
I'm
today.
Not J'd up.
All right. Oh, we didn't even announce you.
Oh, guys.
Brown chicken fry. We just started yelling about Tinder being grimy.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing the show. This is awesome. You're usually in New York, but you're out here filming?
Yeah, I'm filming. I had a reality show that me and Josh hosted together, Richards.
That's awesome.
And we just finished, and I'm leaving tomorrow, actually.
Shit. Oh, yeah. Got you in perfect timing.
I know. It's perfect.
So what's the premise on the reality show? Because I love reality TV. I love the dramatic, the zooms, the cuts. Will you say
the
something? You're
hilarious.
Like, I think Emily's great. And then a week later, you're like, yeah, Emily kind of pissed me off. And then they merge the two. She's great, but she's a bitch.
Yeah, it's all of that. It's all of that. So we told these 10 influencers that were going to come into in-house.
I'm in.
And they thought it was going to be like too hot to handle, Love Island type of shit. But it was mental warfare. So we put them in a house and then we just started lying to them. We're just lying to them
good,
the whole time.
Good,
we're like
very
putting
American.
Bugs in their ears, telling them other people are
hold
saying
on, bugs like bug insects or bugs like FBI?
They had to eat tarantulas. It's a lot of it's a
every
lot
dude's
of
like
shit.
When are we fucking yeah. Why is there tarantulas yeah.
No
here?
One was fucking
do I fuck the tarantula
really?
Yeah well there might have been some fucks actually I don't
there
know late night fucks
influencers?
LA influencers
yeah. I know
people
I know.
Are getting come out
yeah
you have
yeah.
to there you gotta eat insects
the safety somewhere. Word was saddle ranch yeah. It is going off out yeah. there. So what was the what did they win?
They won money and it's called Project Verified. So
oh shit, do they get verified if they win?
Hopefully,
I mean not hopefully. If you win, you don't get verified. That's fucked.
It's fucked. It's kind of hilarious though.
Oh, it's hilarious. Like Project that's what you're fighting
don't
for.
Get but yeah, I gotta eat cow penis and I don't get verified. Yeah.
I'd do that for fun. But in like 6 months, you can buy a verification badge for like what is that like $7
yeah,
a month?
It's so fucked.
I mean, what are you doing? Can you at least make it different colors? What
yes.
is the?
That's what I was saying, like a lighter right. blue or yeah. something.
I love the yeah. people who have the confidence to put the verified sign in their profile photo. You ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
They screenshot it like as a transparent image and put it in their photo.
Kills me.
I yeah. love that Ick. Confidence.
Ick.
Well, of course. I mean, that person is a drug dealer yeah. and works at a Boost Mobile.
That
but per- it is-
yeah, that person literally sells fake birth certificates. This yeah. person this person's not doing
it's
great.
I think there's just nothing funnier than being like, nobody will notice this. I am for sure verified right here.
You know my favorite thing ever is when people get verified now on Instagram because you can pay $7 and they have like 118 followers. Why do you need it?
I know.
What
I know.
Is? What's the point?
It's silly.
They're trying
it's
to
silly.
Grow. Yeah. Maybe they're trying to grow out of the 118.
You're right.
It's
you
a
know
side
what?
Hustle too.
You know what? Fuck me.
Yeah.
You're right.
Get vaxxed. Oh, let's get political right
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we're getting right in here. What's up, lip? No. I think this is like the least political podcast there is.
Yeah,
I mean, it's called Stiff Socks.
Yeah.
That's why when like political. People like try to like question, so what did you like? Like I remember when I was talking to real estate, she's like, "Oh, you do podcasts? Like, what is it called?" I'm just like, "Ah, it's just like a comedy podcast."
Always
like, what's
avoid
it called?
The name.
Of course,
me too. Mine's Plan Brie, like Plan B.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Do you get good sponsors on the podcast that are like tied to Plan B?
Yeah, we got off-brand Plan B.
What is
it's
off-brand?
Called Julie.
It's a great one-on-one right there.
Yeah, yeah. No, they never sponsored it though.
Really?
Yeah.
We get like Blue Chew like daily.
Really?
That is a
great.
Dude. That is a dude. Plan B.
Blue Chew.
Explain yourself, Michael. I don't know. It's just blue. I don't
mean,
know.
Vasectomy? I didn't know how vasectomies worked as a child. I literally thought you just couldn't come. You just snipped it out of you.
I thought that for the longest time, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Nobody tells you. You just got that like virgin pina colada cum.
So what is it? Just like clear cum?
It's just no, the same. It's just not potent.
Yeah. My dad says the protein still
no
comes out.
Okay. Yeah.
My dad told me he got a vasectomy when I was like, I don't know, 13 years old. And I was like, sick, bro. No one asked you.
We're
like Applebee's. I'm like, what? Why do you? Why,
well, Applebee's told him to say it.
Yeah. They have
dads
to.
Are so bad at reading the room.
They
I found out
good.
That my dad was married to my dad had a first wife before my mom. when I was 22. He told me like at lunch.
I found out I had a brother when I was 12 at Thanksgiving.
But what is it in dad's head? They're like, I should probably do that today.
I know. It's fucking crazy. It's wild. They're just like, timing is so off.
It's just like a checklist and like, I should probably get to this. Yeah. Christmas Eve.
I think
I'm having an affair.
I think they've been practicing in the mirror for so long and they've been saying it over and over and over that I think it just comes out of their face.
I don't think they're
thinking about when. They're just like, yeah, all right, I like fucking Reese's peanut butter cups. Also, Where's your dad from? My dad's from Mississippi.
Okay. Good.
He's not.
Mississippi.
But then again, I don't think before I talk.
No, not at all.
You know, so,
Stiff Socks podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just blurt shit out. So I have some sympathy for my dad. Mm-hmm. But I remember when he told me about the birds and the bees, I was like, what made you want to say that? He's like, oh, I just thought about it.
It was the right time.
You know?
Did you get the birds and the bees?
I never had the birds and the bees talk.
I never did either.
Are you close? No. Close with the parentals?
Not sexually.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's how most people should feel.
Yeah, right?
Shout out Mississippi. But I think, it was so awkward when my dad said it. I was almost like, I remember my mom asked me, I was touring colleges. I was a senior in high school. We're driving home. There's NPR on the radio, so it's practically silent. It's just nothing. My mom's like, Trevor, have you had sex yet? I was like, Mom, there's 5 hours left in this car ride. You can ask that when we're pulling into the driveway.
Come on.
5 hours in?
Hold on, your mom?
What'd you say? Were you honest?
I had sex, but I was like, Mom, I don't want to fucking talk about this stuff.
Eternal Fred, stop.
Yeah, put on Sum 41. Mom, fucking stop. But like, it made me wonder how long she was sitting in the car before she's like, just ask. Just ask.
Well,
just
10 seconds because you had 5 hours left.
Yeah, far drive.
I can't believe that she asked you at 18. That's like pretty late.
Yeah, it's like too late.
You got to be like 14, 15.
You saw photos of me when I was 18.
That's true. Yeah.
You'd be surprised if I got my own hand job.
I think she probably
just looked weird.
She probably asked like, Trevor, I know you haven't had sex yet, but, and then start the conversation.
She's just roasting. Yeah. When I was 18, I look like a used sponge. Like I had the suds a little bit. Like I was just like more round, you know?
Okay. Round? I can't even picture you round.
We can show you.
I don't know about round. I can show you my senior year before. I just showed on the other episode. It's hilarious. I mean, I just don't look like. Like, I get why my mom asked.
Really? I look like a different person every year of my life, too.
Really?
Yeah.
How often are you changing the hair? Or is it just kind of like whatever the fuck?
Every couple months.
Really?
Yeah.
This is me senior year. Like, what is this? A porcupine?
Oh, you look like Michael Cera.
Wow.
Is that good or bad?
Bad.
I don't know.
Say bad.
That's cool. Juno's cool.
I posted this and people said, is this real? And I was like, guys, goddamn.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Goddamn. Please don't
hurt me. Do you have double ear piercings
in
that?
I have gauges.
Gauges?
I was.
How old are you?
I was 18.
No, how old are you right now?
30.
Okay, so gauges were in.
Yeah. I don't know about in globally, but in Camarillo, California,
little small LA suburb.
But yeah, I think gauges are still in.
They're in.
Are they? Maybe they're in. Back?
Spencer's.
It depends on what context you're in. You know what I mean? If you're in sports
like tennis. Skateboarding.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of, I could see it. A lot of baristas in Portland had it.
Yeah.
You know, but at the time I was like, this is going to make a woman want to bang me. All guys do is to do things that think that women are going to find hot and only men find it hot.
Yeah, that's very true.
Like I thought every girl's going to be like, oh my God, he can hold earrings that are bigger than a pencil. I should fuck. But it may just be dudes being like, yo, what size? Sick, dude. They smell weird when you take them out. Dude, same.
Yeah,
dude,
I got a tongue ring. So you think that was for dudes?
You had a tongue ring?
Yeah.
Dude, this boy's had his
what?
Phases.
I had a tongue ring. Puka shell necklaces. I was all over the goddamn place.
Puka shells are back.
Thank you.
Here's
the thing.
I don't know if they were in when you were wearing them, but they're back. Maybe they're just starting.
I will say though.
Yeah, he dressed like an extra on the Jersey Shore. Like he's the guy in the background.
I will say though, there were a number of women, not a lot, but there were a number of women that when I talked, you can kind of see it. And there was a number of women being like, oh, yeah, but like they liked it. A number meaning like two, but there was a lady that found it somewhat attractive that I was like, because they go, oh, he can eat coochie.
I don't see the correlation.
I don't see the correlation at all. Unless it gets like caught
or
something.
I'll show you, Trev. Yep.
Yeah.
Take me to Claire's right now.
Yeah.
So what's something women do, kind of the inverse? What's something like you would do to be, or do you do nothing for men? Like, is there something that you'd be like, I do this because I want the attention from men?
I would say I don't, because like whenever I dye my hair pink and shit, like men, they run away from me. Like, really? I feel like everything I do, really? I scare men off. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you might scare 9, but out of the 10, there's that one who's like, I need her.
Yes, pink hair.
You are with somebody?
Yes, I have a boyfriend.
And every time he changes the hair, is he just like,
oh, he's like new girlfriend, which is cool.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about
that. No, it's the best.
Do you do that too?
Yes.
When you're jerking off, you bleach your
hair. I look at myself and go, Michael. New guy.
New boy.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. But I feel like girls probably makeup, like dramatic makeup.
Okay,
I feel like a lot of guys don't like that, but girls love it and they think they look super hot. And the guys are like, I don't really like it. But I like it.
Can I ask you a weird question? It's a theory of mine, and shoot it down if you hate it. Mm-hmm. I feel like all makeup artists are really bad at doing their own makeup.
Ooh, okay.
But the best barbers
have the worst hair.
Correct.
True. I was going to say hairdressers too.
It's so weird. Like, I look like the Sephora ladies. I'm like, you guys are all nice people. Makeup atrocious. Mm-hmm. You're in The Lion King. What's happening?
I know. I feel like it's easier to do it on someone else than yourself.
I guess it's
because you can see the full picture.
Yeah, right? It's
You're not looking in a mirror.
Yeah, because you're paint. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But it is odd when I'm like, yeah.
It's, I don't want to get my makeup done by someone that looks like shit.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or correct. Do you?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe, because then it comes out well. I don't know.
Yeah. They look like Barnum and Bailey's a bit, and I'm like, I don't think that's a good...
My barber fully let himself go. He looks like Jesus met ayahuasca in the same day. And it's just like, his beard's long and his hair's long. And for some reason, my body's like, we also have the same name.
Okay.
So I trust him. I'm like, Trevor.
Trust Bond.
But his hair's all over the place. He's always telling me about drugs.
Would you do ayahuasca?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys done ayahuasca?
I've never done it. I want to
go. I'm thinking about it. Everybody tells me, they're like,
that's where the answers are.
I know. But you have to be like ready. If you're not like, if you go and do it and then you come out and you don't want to fix the things, I think you're just fucked and you'll kill yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. I'm scared to go in it. And then the questions...
Hold on.
The questions that I have in my head don't get answered. It's like other stuff. It's like, what if I go there and I find out my passion is violin? I'm like, well, what about comedy? They're like, no, violin. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, so you got to be willing to do whatever it's
Then I got
to
be on Venice Beach. Just, do,
I think people will pay you.
What?
I think people will pay you to watch that.
Shirt on or off?
On.
Anyways, but like, I also, it's like, what if you do ayahuasca and then you're like, it's like your parents betrayed you and you're like, what?
I know.
That's the stuff where I go, who's right or wrong this? Is it the drugs or is it me?
And then all the deep-rooted shit comes out and then you don't like anyone in your life anymore.
Dude, that's what scares me so much. The deep-rooted stuff, the stuff that's in there that I packed down for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden, you know.
You literally throw it up. It all comes out.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, like, you want to date your sister and you're like, oh, fuck.
There's the Mississippi in you.
I know. Yes. I know. You got to call. Yeah.
But yeah, that's what it's a whole process. It's a day of taking it and then puking. And then it's like the second day is when you have all the second comings and the nature and all that.
But most people that I talk to absolutely love it. And their experiences were like, it transcended. They had such a great time. So I know that we're all scared. There's obviously like parts of it or elements of it that are like kind of scary. But I think for the most part, if you're taking this gamble, I think we should just all do it.
Yeah, so many people are talking about it.
I know. I need
shamans everywhere.
I know.
I want to see what these shamans look like. In my head, they look like these mystical like halo creatures, but I think they're just like normal dudes.
They are. You know, you can do it in Fort Lauderdale.
You can do a lot of things in Fort Lauderdale.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's ayahuasca.
Oh, no, yeah.
Bath salts. It's fentanyl, dude. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But the people out here do it in a place called Riverside, which is essentially Fort Lauderdale.
It's my hometown.
Oh, let's go, dude.
Oh, wow.
Gave me some new heroin. That's a true thing. From heroin to
heroin.
From heroin to producer. The wow. Gabe story.
Congratulations.
I shouldn't
say
his full name, but
let's leave it out. Let's leave it out.
But yeah, the places that you do it, I used to think you had to go to like Taiwan or like crazy places. Literally just like, oh yeah, go to Williamsburg. Oh, word.
The thing is, if you're going to take that journey, you really want to go to Riverside?
I want to go to Brazil. Take the journey.
Yeah. I want to go to Brazil.
Live in the jungle.
Rainforest.
Yes. I want to be able to not pronounce the shaman's name. Does that make sense? I want to not be able to pronounce
your name. I don't want my shaman to even have a name.
Yeah.
If your
shaman.
Name is Bill, dude, I don't want to. No.
I want to blink at him. I want to blink at him and he knows what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what an ayahuasca shaman looks like? Because my head, they look like my barber, honestly.
Okay.
A lot of facial hair, long hair. But also, I talked to somebody who recently did it. They're like, oh yeah, all these people are shamans on the weekend, then just have like normal jobs during the
week. That's what I mean.
Yeah, no, I don't want that.
I need you to be a full-time shaman. I need to look at your W-2 and it says shaman. I don't want to look at W-2.
Like you were born into it.
Chris Venmo's the shaman.
Yeah, the shaman.
You work at fucking David's Bridal? Bitch, I need you. What? Yes, well, this is what I need.
But these aren't the people in Riverside.
No.
No, these aren't the people in Riverside.
No. Maybe that.
These are the people in like Peru.
Peru. That's where I need
California.
In my life.
Yeah.
That's what I need in my
life. Yeah, there we go. Second, that guy right there.
Yeah, no way. He works at the pawn
that
shop.
That guy looks like he invented Buc-ee's. That guy has been at every fucking gas station. The headline. And all
what
of
does
Dallas.
It say?
Kentucky ayahuasca. Bank robber becomes trailer park shaman.
Yeah. That a trailer sounds, park shaman.
That sounds, honestly, sounds like an improv game right there. Kind of
fun. Yeah, I want the guy with like the headpiece on. I want to really feel it. I don't want him to speak English.
Yeah. I just,
that's what I'm saying. I can't, if I say hello and he goes hello back, I'm out.
Yeah, because then you have to have small talk before you take the drug.
Yeah, I don't want to give a fuck that you're a Leo. I want you to give me the ayahuasca. I want to see, God, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I want to come down. Also, isn't it like not a long, oh no, that's DMT. DMT is like 14 seconds.
And you but feel it like feels gone, like yes. 10 years.
Yeah. And you feel going, have you ever done salvia?
No, I haven't.
Same thing, yeah. But not same thing, but like it's like 10 minutes, okay. But you're like, I don't know if we'll ever return.
Yeah.
I remember laying in my frat bunk bed like this for like 10 minutes being like, this is life.
That's crazy. I did that with Tusi. Have you guys
known Tusi? I know it, but I've never done it.
Yeah. So it like, I found out that it like shuts your nervous system down, but it was after I did it. And it's so fucked. It's basically like heroin and they like market it. That's your shit. they market it like, it's like this pink, it tastes good.
Well, yeah, it's like the Tusi slide. Is literally.
Yeah, but it's like fake Tusi. It's like not full Tusi B, the shit in New York. So I tried it and I was just sitting there. I'm like, oh my God, I'm stuck like this forever. The walls were like melting.
No.
It was fucked. It was so fun. But I'm like, I can never do that
again. It was fun though?
It was cool. It was like,
fun with an asterisk.
Everything was like 2D. Like I felt like I was in a cartoon.
Oh, cool.
But then it got a little dark.
Was it in a big group of people or no?
Yeah, we did it at like a day club and then we It was fucked because we went up to a rooftop after.
Not a good idea.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm a pterodactyl and you jump.
Yeah, literally. Because I was like, oh, it's a cartoon land. And
So Mario Brothers, you jump into the two and then you're dead. Okay.
Yeah, and then you're dead.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. All right. And how long did it last for?
Like an hour.
Oh, shit.
Or at least it felt like an hour. I don't know.
Drug time is like dog years. It's like 1 hour on drugs is like an eternity of life.
Yeah, exactly.
God damn.
No, I only really like shrooms though.
Microdose or just full blown?
I used to microdose. I was super depressed for a little bit, so I would microdose like every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Saved my life, I think.
Really?
And now I do like heavily like to trip.
This is a science podcast.
Yeah.
Do them heavily. I mean, I've done microdose a few times and every time afterwards, I go, why don't I do that more often?
I know. You just feel good immediately. I went to Disney yesterday or the day before, and we took so much shrooms, and it was the best shit ever.
How was Disneyland on shrooms?
Disneyland on a Saturday. If you want to see the ugliest people in your life, go to Disneyland on a Saturday during school vacation. It was insane. I don't know if it was the shrooms, and I was like,
shrooms make everything beautiful.
No, I know, dude. I was like,
ugly though.
There was like inbred kids, and the people like people's. I don't know. Maybe
shrooms. You're talking about big.
No,
ears?
They were so ugly. It was fucked.
Wouldn't it be so funny if you just saw like the Disney characters? You're like, whoa, everyone's so ugly.
Yeah, no, these were real people,
man. Yeah, this
people,
is like reverse Shallow Hal. You're like, y'all ugly as fuck.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I forgot you had to wait in line. Like, I was like, this is going to be the best day of my life.
Oh, dude, it's all build up and then wait.
Yeah, it was fucked. But God. I stayed all night because I was like, oh, I can't drive home. I'm on shroom. So we stayed until it closed.
God damn.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Goddamn. Was any part of it like you're like, I'm like in it too much to like comprehend?
Okay. There was like the Star Wars ride and I didn't want to wait in lines. I was with my friends. So we did single ride, right?
Oh, smart.
Single rider, not smart. So we get to the front of the ride. We have to separate and we have to ride this ride with different families. So
let's and you're on shroom sitting next to another family?
You're also sitting next to ugly people, which is a problem too.
Yeah, it was fucked.
Like, why am I sitting next to a gargoyle?
It was so fucking
Chewbacca?
Crazy.
I thought you were in the game.
What the fuck?
It was so scary. And I was with this family And there was also a language barrier. And this was a game. I don't know what fucking ride it was, but you have, yeah, you have to like press it. So like you have to like complete the mission.
Is that the Buzz Lightyear one?
It was a Star Wars, it's a, the new one, a Star Wars one or some shit. But they were yelling at me. They're like, you need to press this shit. Like you need to do it. Yes.
And you go, I'm on mushrooms.
Yes. And I was sitting, I was also, you're a four.
Oh, yeah, it's gotta be so
funny. And they were like, what the fuck?
What sort of ride is this? It's like, let me enjoy my ride. Why do I have to work for the goddamn?
It was cool though. It was fun. But they didn't,
okay, so you're doing the single rider on mushroom, but that does make sense in my head. I'd be like, yeah, take the single.
Yeah,
and you're sitting
to
next to your family. Did you like converse with them, or you're just like, I am not here?
Well, there was a language barrier, so they were just like, press, press.
Wouldn't it be so fun if there wasn't a language barrier? You were just on shrooms.
Honestly, they might have been the most beautiful people.
I don't know if you ever went
too.
To Disneyland in the
you
world.
Didn't. Honestly, don't know if I did.
Also, you have a pretty recognizable face. Were people coming up to you and you're on mushrooms and you have to be like, hello, oh, no. I am.
I tell them myself every time. People come up to me and I'm like so awkward. I'm like, I'm sorry, I took so many mushrooms.
God, that's so funny. I remember I was in Palm Springs a couple of years ago and my friend was watching my cat and I did mushrooms for the first time. And I'm trying to tell him the instructions on how to feed my cat. And I just can't stop laughing. I'm like, dude, it's just fucking. And then I go, dude, I'm on so much mushrooms right now. And he's like, oh, yeah, I know. And I was like, word.
You already said that before.
No, literally. But like, I didn't. This was seconds in. But yeah, you address it. And I was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. And then they get scared and they run
but
away.
But was it like everybody like, can I get a churro? Also, I'm on shrooms.
Yeah, no, I just like, I feel like everyone knows. So I have to tell them myself.
Right.
Dude, I can't believe, I do that every time.
I can't believe that I've only done shrooms once, but I remember I was in like a field with my buddy and anytime someone would walk by, I would freak out in not a good way. I was like, now you're like entering my world and you're not on mushrooms and I can't handle it. But it's so weird because was that like a fun experience? A bunch of people not on your level? I think it would freak out.
Well, we were freaking out at first and then we were like, we just kind of got tapped into this shit.
The teacups on shrooms, remember those? Teacups?
Goofy on shrooms?
I know.
Teacups are my mom's tits. What are those?
A roller coaster on shrooms is the most fun I've ever had in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think once you get past the, like if you embracing or in it, probably so fun.
Yeah, I've never had a bad trip. So.
Damn.
Because I feel like I can talk myself out of everything on shrooms. I get more paranoid when I smoke weed.
Okay.
I can't do weed.
I can't do weed. I think everyone hates me.
By myself right before I jerk off, that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, before bed.
I did mushrooms like right on my birthday at like 2 a.m, just fucking, why not? Mm-hmm. And I kept telling myself like, I'm on mushrooms, enjoy this. And I was like, okay. And like it helped.
Yeah, you can convince yourself. You know what's actually funny? I thought I met you the other day.
Really?
And I wasn't on mushrooms.
Well,
no, it was so bad.
It was
okay.
Nigel Thornberry. Who
I
was
went
it?
To, it was the day you DM'd me to come on this pod. And I went to my friend's house. I thought it was going to be like a kickback or whatever. And I get in there. There's way too many people. I'm like, I don't really like this. So I go to the kitchen to make a fake phone call. And who I think is you is in the kitchen. And I haven't answered your DM yet. So I'm like, oh man, I just saw your DM. Like, I'm going to get back to you soon.
You said that to a stranger?
I thought it was
funny.
It looked exactly like you. And I was like,
hot
looked at me and he paused and he didn't say like, what are you talking about or anything. It was just like a very awkward interaction. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to answer his DM. That he's a fucking weirdo. Like, I'm not going on that podcast. And then I went back into the living room. I'm like, Trevor Wallace is in there. I just had the weirdest conversation with him. And they're like, no, he's not here.
Dude,
I was like, wait,
who was this
kid?
Do you know who it was?
I have no idea. And then I went back to like look for him and say, sorry, I thought you were someone else. Wasn't there.
I have news for you. It was me. I was in there. I was on shrooms too.
I really thought, I was like, was it him? Is
Dude,
he fucking with
I get
me?
Tagged all the time. Like, I don't know if you ever get tagged. Do you ever get tagged about people who you look like? But all the time.
Never a good
all
thing to hear.
Never.
Never.
I mean, people tell me I look like Megan Rapinoe once a day. Just
That's
a
funny.
Soccer
I get
player.
Jeffree Star all the time.
But Jeffree Star, great. Mm-hmm. Icon. Megan Rapinoe, great. Also an icon.
Yeah. But not,
but,
you know.
But it's never like nobody looks at me and they're like, dude.
You look like this macho man.
Yo.
Yeah.
Fucking your young Leo right there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So I wonder who it was.
I have no idea. I'll try to find out, but
God,
I have no idea.
Funny.
And I was like, damn, he's weird. I'm not going on that podcast.
I mean, the other day, somebody tagged me in an Instagram story. It was like out at a nightclub. There's another kid on TikTok. I forget what his name is, but he looks like me. Mm-hmm. And he tagged him. And I think that he wholeheartedly thought that that was me.
Maybe it was that kid.
Maybe.
Because there was a bunch of TikTokers there.
Was it Reality House?
Which is a nightmare.
What
no,
was
it
called?
Wasn't.
Verified House?
Project Verified.
Project Verified.
Mm-hmm. No,
when
we trapped
when is this out?
May. Quick turnaround.
On Barstool?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Barstool. They do reality shows. So this is the first reality show. I like begged them to do a cast that wasn't Barstool and they like fought me on it forever.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is the first one and it went well.
So you and Josh are hosting it, aka the Barstool part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then how'd you find the other people?
Oh, we had to interview like thousands of people. I had to sit through the most
fun interviews.
Brutal. Oh, they were so.
Especially influencers, probably the longest. Because for an influencer to say a full sentence, it takes a while. I was like, so yesterday I was on my vibe journey.
Shut up.
And
get some Tusi.
It was brutal. It was brutal. Like, oh my God.
But you need some of those people.
Yeah, no, it's an insufferable cast, but lovable.
Oh, it's hilarious. I think it was casting was probably like American Idol, where you're like, you need the really cool people, but you also need the people who are like, we want you to bomb intentionally.
Yeah, we tried to fit every category. We have like douchebag. Yeah. We have like the hot bimbo girls. Like she literally went by Hot Liz on the show. Like it's just great. Right.
But to your point, you need, because people like love to hate watch reality
shit. Yeah, so I've been watching MILF Manor and there's no beef on it.
MILF Manor is fucking awesome.
I love it, but I'm on five episodes in. Nobody's fucked yet. Nobody's fought yet. No, I'm like, this is not how reality. It's like, I'm coming off Jersey Shore. Like, that's what I grew up on. Somebody fuck someone.
Yeah. Hold on. No one's fucked in MILF Manor yet? Is that the point?
Yeah, they're supposed to be fucking. Dude, or are they like supposed 65. To be making meaningful connections?
Gross.
They are, but how do you think that
it's
starts?
Disturbing.
With your stepbro. Here's the thing.
Okay.
But there's no, like, it's like they edge on the fact of, like, oh, there could be drama. And then, like, there's, like, kind of a flirt and somebody, like, kisses. I'm like, for my attention span to be locked into something, it's like episode one, I need somebody to get knocked out.
You need drama.
You know?
Hey, dude, we watch HBO. Like, I remember my attention span was fucked. I was watching the Michael Jackson documentary while being on my phone.
And you're like, nobody's
this is not enough.
Nobody's doing the Renegade. Somebody.
This is not enough.
I know. No, attention span's fucked now because of TikTok.
It's terrible.
I know.
I mean, I had a call with people at TikTok recently and they're like, yeah, the average attention span is 1 to 3 seconds. I was like, I sneeze longer than
that. That's sad.
It is, but that's why every video starts with, you'll never believe how I got, it's like every video you're yelling at
me.
I
know.
Competing against boobs.
Ass.
Yeah.
Ass and boobs.
And podcast clips.
Yeah, it's podcast clips though, seriously.
But podcasts have to start with like, Michael Jackson, did he do it? Like, it has to do that.
I know. You have to get them. It's so fucked.
Yeah, it's funny. I do a lot of other podcasts sometimes too, and I feel the moment where they start to ask me like a clip question.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
I did one, I forget who it was recently, but it's very much, you feel it coming and you're like, you can already feel the edits on it and you're like, dude, what are you?
Yeah.
That's why I give long-winded.
Do you care about me?
Well, that's why I give long-winded answers. That way they can't make it like, how big's your dick? And like 6 inches.
Yeah,
you know? Then I was like, well, are we talking like, you know, centimeters, meters, what are we talking, you know?
Yeah. Give a long format.
Yeah. Just.
We do that on BFFs. So we try to clip people.
I mean, you have to.
But you guys, when do you record and when you drop? It's like day before then drop?
Day before then drops, yeah.
But that's how you get all the topical stuff. Yeah. I just love how Dave doesn't know anything, but knows anything. Everything.
I think that's the funniest part of the whole thing.
It is.
Like, yeah.
The most business savvy guy ever, but can't pronounce a name right.
Can't use a printer. Yeah. We interviewed like Dumois today and he's just calling it Dumaximo.
Yeah,
like,
do people get offended by him?
I don't know. I think it's like funny.
I remember a long time ago.
He leans into it.
Yes. I think so.
That's what I thought for a while, but like I'll be having real conversations with him, not on camera, and I'm like, dude, are you fucking serious? He just doesn't pronounce anything right.
Yeah. They showed a clip of mine to him early in the BFF's days, and I just remember his reaction to it. It was like stone cold. I was like so excited to watch it. Then he's like, yeah, I don't really get what's going on here.
Yeah, if he doesn't like it or if he doesn't get it, he's like, why the fuck is this on the sheet? Yeah. Next.
Yeah.
Not a bad impression, honestly. You said fuck like perfect.
I mean, you talk to him all the time. But I was waiting for him to be like, oh, this kid's funny. This kid's got potential. We should get him on. He was just like, yeah, I don't know. Who put this on the docket?
Yeah. If you're not feeling it, there's so many topics on the show too where I'm like, I'm ready, excited to talk about this. He's like, next. I'm like,
really?
Damn, I liked that topic. If he doesn't get it, he's not fucking with it.
Yeah. So tell us about Pirate Water. What's going on?
Oh, Pirate Water. This shit is lethal.
So how much percent alcohol are we talking?
It's 10% ABV.
Holy fuck. We're talking Four Loko numbers.
Yes. So it's made by the same company as Four Loko.
Oh. Mm-hmm,
but it's like it's a step down.
I thought it was just a crack den somewhere in Michigan.
I know. You would think so. And it's like under $2, 10% ABV.
Dude, that's the new old English.
Four flavors. It's fucked.
Yeah. It's made in a bathtub, but definitely.
Yeah, no.
10%.
It'll get
you fucked up. What flavor is that? Miami?
This is Miami Vice.
Have you shotgun one of those yet?
No, I haven't. But at the same party that I went to where I met your doppelganger.
2.0, yeah.
Yeah.
My AI.
This kid comes up to me. He's like, I'm going to do a shoey. And he grabs a pirate water from me right out of his shoe, takes it. And I'm like, okay.
What do you do with
your
shoe after that?
Put it right back on.
Yeah, it's funny. Gravy did one and then in Australia, but he did it with a new shoe. And all the comments were like, oh, fucking pussy. You got to do with the shoe you're wearing. And I was like, damn, you can't.
They take it seriously.
Yeah.
I didn't know shoeys was like a big thing.
It's a whole thing.
It's kind of disgusting.
I've never done one.
Massive. I've never done it either.
Oh, yeah. It's an Australian thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very thing.
If anytime you perform there, you're like from there.
Gotta
that's like
shoeing.
The first thing you do.
Yeah. Okay.
How long have you been with your boyfriend for?
I've been with this one.
Oh, this one. All right, here we go.
For
numbers.
For like almost a year. Yeah.
Okay.
That's great for New York.
Yeah. It's going good.
1 year influencer in New York. I mean, that's like 39 years.
I know. I know. It's crazy. Well, he's like a normal person, though. He's like a finance
boy.
You
need that dude.
Yeah.
You need that. You need someone that's like the rock and to let us be the butterflies.
Yeah, just let me go.
Just let me fly. Mm-hmm. Let me go from, let me just cocoon.
Let me do my thing.
Yeah.
But he kind of hates it, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's getting worse and worse. But like, here's my thing. Like, everyone thinks I'm fucking Josh Richards because we hang out. I talk to, we're smashing.
Clip it.
Yeah, clip that shit.
Clip it.
No, that's gross. It's like my little brother.
Brother, yeah.
Goddamn.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Goddamn.
Yeah, but like everything on the internet makes it seem like if I talk to a dude that like I'm fucking them,
right.
And he's not in this world, so we can't like decipher, are you cheating on me? I'm like, no, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the hard part that I feel bad about.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, outside in, looking at the career, it would feel that too.
Yeah, do you guys have girlfriends?
I did for a while, but the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, she'd been finance, literally the same thing. She was very in that traditional side of thing. Mm-hmm. And then if I were to be like, hey, I'm going to go do this girl's podcast, it would be like,
yeah.
Why though? And you're like, oh, it's a good podcast.
I know.
But it is like this weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, the type of, my ex, we recently, I was going to say divorced. Jeez, we recently broke up. But it was the same thing. It's like she had a very traditional job. And like the type of stuff we talk about, obviously, but when we're on this thing, like we're like a performative part of ourselves. Like we're not who, like I'm not who I am on this podcast, who I am when I was with her.
Yeah.
And it was hard to delineate between the two. Because she would like watch clips and then be like,
well, then a guy would like run up to him on the street and be like, the foot fetish guy.
Yeah.
And then
damn.
She'd be like, what? And you're like, ah.
It's just a joke. It's on the podcast.
It's a bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
Yeah. Like I called Theo Von hot or some shit on my podcast and like the clip went viral. And my boyfriend was like, you can't say that because you could meet him. Like you guys follow each other. Too. And then it's like, I'm like, but it's just a podcast. But,
right, exactly. And but then you don't want to have to self-censor when you're on it.
Yeah. Like, and then it's like, oh, I can't have a show then.
Asterisk, I love you, and then insert name.
Exactly. Yeah,
we had like a massive blow up. We had Mia Markova on it. She was like, she knows I like feet, so she was fucking around. She took her like shoe off, and I was like losing my mind.
She
I was like, oh, my
she
God.
Was dangling that shit. Spirit fingers. Like, it was
spirit.
But she did it on her own. Like she just did it to fuck with him.
Like, fuck you can't be like, put your fucking shoe on. I have a girlfriend.
Correct. And so I was freaking out.
You
like,
should have.
Yes.
Respectfully.
But the clip went stupid, and then we had such a big thing between my ex and I understand, but at the same time, I'm like, it's performative side of me. But then she's like, right, but then you have to walk around with me, and then people don't understand there's a difference.
She thinks that she's a fool. People are like, she's an idiot. That's what my boyfriend
says.
No, you're not a fool. The people know.
But then you date somebody who's in the same field as you, and you're like, ugh, I want my space. And then you date somebody.
And then it's like, oh, you're probably cheating on me. Like, it's like,
right.
Yeah.
I don't know what
your boyfriend is pink hair too. You're like, you're definitely in these streets. Yeah. What's the middle ground?
I don't know. Maybe like
loving yourself.
Here's the thing: loving yourself.
An actor.
The middle ground is a sex robot. When are those going to come out? When are those coming out? Because the moment
it
comes
out,
we need
sex robot males. You guys have all the sex robot girls. There's no guy ones.
What is sex male robot?
I need a sex guy doll.
Like? I think you look like the guys in like Mad Men a little bit ago. They're just like, yes, honey, hi, medium rare, perfect with me.
But Mad Men will be a little.
That's fucking ugly.
That guy's ugly.
Let me see.
Meet
those
Henry.
Eyebrows are crazy.
Well, yeah, Harry's not too bad.
First of all the names I went with, Henry.
Henry's the worst fucking name ever.
Yeah. What's a good guy's name?
That guy's Andrew. Better.
Is
Andrew,
your boyfriend's
Andrew
name Andrew?
Safe.
No, I should.
Well,
should
have said your name. What are you doing?
Clip
fuck. Joey, change that.
Joey's actually a great name.
Yeah.
But this guy, wait, go to his face.
He's hot.
That looks like Robert Pattinson did too much ayahuasca.
Yeah, it's like,
that looks
his face
like,
looks like it's
melting. That looks like Robert Pattinson if he never got an acting and owns a pizza shop.
Yeah.
But
wants to be a shaman.
Does this do anything?
Wants to be a shaman?
Does this do anything for you?
No, it's not doing
it. No, he looks fake.
Wait, but like the robots.
Let's see the dick.
They have the.
I could totally. I would like to just have a robot boyfriend. I think.
Would you want to get fucked by one, or that's so weird?
I would get fucked by a robot boyfriend.
Because if I, okay, good. Because I think I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it because like because obviously we as dudes, we do the fucking, right? So to have like a robot lady sitting there, that seems like whatever. But to like have a dude robot turn you over, get into doggy style, that's like got to be a little.
Yeah, maybe you have to program the settings or something.
Word.
That'd be
What's
cool.
your favorite position?
Doggy.
Oh, I guessed it. Does Joey lay it down doggy style?
Joey lays the
bark,
pipe
bark.
Down.
Bark,
yeah.
bark.
Let's go.
Yeah, Joey lays
job,
that pipe
Joey.
Down.
Finance
sure.
bros. He's just yeah. looking out the window, just thinking about Adderall.
Yeah, oh my God. He sees an Excel sheet in his fucking
window.
Goldman Sachs. Good for him. I mean, the robot's great. I put a fleshlight on my Roomba. It doesn't work very well, but
Damn.
I've tried it.
Yeah, you put crumbs on the ground? Fuck it, you know?
Put crumbs on your chest?
Dick, just let it go? Are you a motion the ocean lady, or you just touched? You just try to hold my hand. That was really cute.
Oh, that's adorable.
We're talking about sexual.
Are you guys best friends?
Anyways,
we hate each other.
Bestie.
No, love
okay.
Him. What were you gonna say? Oh, motion the ocean lady, or does size matter? Give it to me.
Well, this is a big question.
Of
this
course.
Is a big question, but it depends on. It depends really on what size we're talking. Like, if it's too small, it's too small.
Okay. What about six?
No, that's good.
Good. Yes, it is.
That's good enough.
Enough.
Yeah, that's good enough.
All wow. right.
It's like we can ride the rides at Disneyland, but barely.
Yeah,
it's because we spiked our hair that day. Yeah. I use a blow dryer. Yeah.
I mean, have you run into people, dudes, who are like really nice, but you're like, I can't. That looks like
yeah.
a golf pencil.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, really?
For
sure. What do you do?
I mean,
pray he comes fast and that's it?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. There was this one guy I dated, and it was like he was trying to compensate. Like, I would say it was like, this.
That's big.
And that's
big.
New York.
It's huge. No, this was before. This was Boston.
Oh.
It was like a blue collar guy.
Oh,
small
no.
Small dick. And he thought he had to like, but he was so muscular where it was like, his thighs were so big that it really only worked that much, you know? Because
wow.
it like, it didn't, no. it didn't match up.
It's yeah. like a Prius with a Hemi. It's yeah. all build, no
yeah.
deliver.
Exactly. So I just had to say goodbye.
Oh no. Did he ever make you CUM?
No.
Not even
no,
half
barely. I barely come ever.
What?
That's just like a thing that women have
they
to
don't do
live
it, right?
With.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's not real, right?
No, they don't do it.
That's a hoax?
It's a myth.
What's a myth?
Coming.
Women coming.
Hold yeah. on.
Doesn't happen.
It's not a myth.
It's not a myth,
you
but
heard
it's,
here
like,
live.
It's very rare.
It's not rare.
Well, how come some, is it some come like 12 times and some is like
right.
nothing?
You always roll the dice. Have you yeah. have you run into a dude who can make you CUM a bunch and the other dudes who can't? Or is it just like, or are you broken?
Oh, maybe I'm unbroken in so many ways, man.
Do you take
I'm so broken.
Do you take things like Lexapro and all that stuff?
No,
no,
I don't. I'm scared to take that shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That stuff, that anything that like moves a brain consistently freaks me out.
Yeah, I know. So there was a phase where I thought I was asexual for a while.
Okay.
But then I just realized I hated my boyfriend at the time.
Well, dude, there was a time.
Did you
where
do ayahuasca to figure that out?
No, I yeah. just came to my senses.
Dude,
that is interesting.
I had a girlfriend that like we got to a place where I just like didn't want to. I like looked at her; she's like my best friend, and I didn't want to.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Fuck, dude, is my testosterone low? Do I like blah blah blah?" And I was like, "Oh, this must be me."
Mm-hmm.
And then my next girlfriend, I wanted to fuck her every moment
yeah,
of every
that
day.
Same shit with me.
Like it doesn't like I'll fuck her a Build-A-Bear. Like it doesn't whatever. And I was like, "Oh, it's not. It's just like the chemistry was."
Yeah.
Was
Build-A-Bear.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That is
you're
insane.
Like, crazy.
Yeah, like,
what do you want the
bear
to say?
Oh.
Oh,
what
man.
Is the New York fuckboy? Because I feel like
it's a great question.
There's a big difference. Like LA fuckboy is like the influencer. It's the
yeah.
dangly earrings. It's the hair that looks like a Pomeranian's on your forehead.
Yeah.
It's like very like, but like I feel like New York is more like kind of like fashionable fuckboy.
There's two. I would say for sure the finance bros are totally fuckboys. And then the promoter guys.
Discover. Oh.
The promoter right. guys that think they're like something that they're not. They're the worst. They like want to be influencers, but there's really no influencers in New York, which I personally love.
Yeah,
but it's like
yeah.
the promoters who think they're like running all of New York City, and it's like, no, you're
right.
not. Those
right.
are fuckboys.
You know what kills me in New York? Are the extreme hipsters. Those to
Brooklyn.
Me are like, yes. Those to me are like close to the LA fuckboys.
Yeah.
But they have their own fuckboys in their own kind of like, not cult, but like their own group.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like there's a Williamsburg fuckboy who's different than what you said, maybe the finance
yeah,
guy.
He like
yeah.
picks
yeah.
you up on a unicycle for a day.
But like
what
yeah.
the fuck are you doing?
Right. But I see all those guys on TikTok and it's like the small tattoos will wear like a vest with like a
those are
khakis.
East villains.
East villains.
Yeah.
East villains. I love
that.
I've never heard of that. That's great.
East
oh,
Village
really?
In New
yeah,
York.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
yeah.
those are the guys that are like just manipulative and will lead you on. They do a lot of like, ha ha, baby. And they just have like high coupons on mm-hmm. deck.
Oh, yeah. And they're skateboarding. They don't have jobs. They're always like drunk off of like some IPA.
And they're like fucking like feminists.
And they're not.
They clean up in these streets.
Oh, they clean up. Dude, see, they get me too. A guy that paints his nails and like skateboards and has like.
What is it about that?
Oh, I don't know.
It's just like.
They trick you.
He's different. Yeah.
They make you think they're like so secure in their masculinity. Right. When it's probably flip-flops.
Do you think it's an attraction? Thank you so much,
Dad.
Make a wish. Do you think it's... Hose. Do it. Do you think it's... you like those type of guys because you know that they're not... the relationship won't ever like manifest in anything else. Like they're like safe that way because you're like, oh, this I can't. There's a ceiling to this.
Yeah, it's like so not going anywhere.
Correct. There's like a safeness. To
I'm just. It's more fun. I don't know if this is fucked up, but like I like a guy that I can. They like I have all the power over, and I feel like that would be an East villain type of guy.
Ooh, are you a big?
I feel like they're kind of stupid.
You like cuck guys.
Or just like more like Dom, like this is what I do, either in it or you're not.
Yeah, no, I'm like, vibes. I'm
Do you know
dominant.
Whitney Cummings at all?
Oh, you're Dom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You Whitney, you're very much kind of the same, like, this is what I do, either you're on or you're off.
Yeah, for sure.
She's great. So you're kind of that same
kind but of same like. Sexually too?
Yeah.
So you like beat a dude's ass?
Not beat a dude's ass, but like.
But you hold him down and choke him.
But the rings stay
on
when you fucking.
Yeah, yeah. Brass knuckles, for sure.
Oh, you'll
Where
finger
you from again?
I'm from Boston.
Oh, well, that's why. I mean, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, in Boston, you fight men when you're 7.
Yeah, you wake up and
yeah,
you're born fighting. Yeah.
Yeah. You cereal's fight cold again? Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be, baby. I love you.
Yeah. It's fucked.
Goddamn.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Goddamn. I just did a show in Boston at Bentley University. Big flex.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
And it was in a fucking hockey rink. And I go, this is the most.
It was in a hockey rink? Were you on the ice?
Yeah. But so they put the mat over the ice, but like the stage was center of it. And then it was like half filled of like an arena at the college. It was not a great show. But
Bentley
if you're watching,
University,
I loved it.
How was the crowd there?
Weird.
I was going to say that's like.
Well, the university had like 7,000 people that like were enrolled there.
Yeah.
And so I think there was like 800, 900 that came. The show ended up being fun, but like, it was just so weird. I was just so distanced from everybody because I was in the center. Then there was like some chairs ahead and then just the bleachers. Like it was so.
Oh, that's a weird setup.
Like comedy best is just tight spaces,
low
ceilings.
You need to see faces. You need to see reactions.
But this, I just felt like I was like doing like a fucking timeshare documentary. I was like, hey, like,
yeah, it's an infomercial.
Because usually Boston crowds are like the best.
Great.
Like, oh, love so Boston, fucking good, East dude. Coast until I die.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I like it out here. I thought I did, and now I'm like, I feel everyone's fucking sober. Everyone takes themselves so seriously. I'm like, what the hell?
I
went out
like the probing. I don't like the so what can you do for me, but like very transparent about it.
Yeah,
like, that's the, like when people are like, oh, so like what do you do? / what can you do for me? Type of like, and they're acting as if they're not being like. It's so transparent what they're doing, but they're acting as if they're not doing it. And you go, hey, stop. I can see what you're doing.
Yeah. Like New York operates a lot on not only job titles and what you are. It's very just like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. New York in that way is so much better. Like, I went to the Vanity Fair party the other night.
Yeah.
That was like the first, like, I don't know, place I was where there was a bunch of influencers and like actual famous people and shit. And it was so weird because you could tell they were probing and they were also like being nice because they felt like they had to be and like someone was watching and they were just waiting for someone to like notice them. It was the weirdest shit.
Shallow.
I couldn't have any conversations.
Watching people in line at Saddle Ranch is so funny. They're just like waiting for
to
notice.
Oh, it's the best. I just start doing bits at the Vanity Fair thing. I just went up to people and I was like, so what do you do? And I would fully know they were like A-list celebrities.
That's funny. The classic LA thing is like somebody be like, what's your name again? And then they go to pull out their phone to like follow you, but your name is already in the recent search.
Yeah, they already searched you.
Yeah. It's like you Right. Oh, you, what's my name? It's right there on your phone.
Yeah, it's this weird power dynamic thing. Not know someone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So weird.
But that's the LA thing where you're like, you know exactly who the person is. Like, if we didn't ever DM or meet at that second party, allegedly, if we never talked, I saw an event. You wait for the other person to break. It's like, yeah. You don't want to be the first person to be like, what's up? I don't know why that is.
It's so weird. I don't know. I would never be like that.
It's almost like, oh, I have such fun. Did I tell you that story about here? Murder Beats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real quick. I think I already said it, but like Murder Beats, massive DJ, producer for the Migos, right? One of his boys comes up to me and goes, yo, dude, fucking big fan of yourself. I got to introduce you to Murder. He'd love to meet you. And I go, for sure. I walk over to the table with him. I see Murder look at me and go, and then just hit me with this.
No.
And then I look back and I'm like, all right, dude. But
why
like
you set me up?
Yeah. But like that to me, I just had to laugh about it.
Oh, you have to. It's funny.
Because I'm like, I get it.
It's also podcast content.
Yeah. It's great. It's like to me, it's funny. Because also like he's with some attractive chick. He's just in his element. He's like, you want to meet some TikTok kid? He's like, no.
Yeah. Nobody knows me. It's so fun. I'm like, I could say, do anything. It's just fuck with people.
But I feel like a lot of people probably know you.
I don't know.
Do people in New York kind of treat you differently because you do come... I don't want to label you as an influencer because I think that term is kind of just like, but like, do people in New York be like, ugh, it's an influencer, like, or like Barstool kind of girl?
Well, a lot of people hate Barstool. Yeah,
the fact that the headquarters is in New York is so interesting. I've been to the office and like, everybody there is like so dope, but like, maybe I don't know New York enough because you walk around the city and you go, like, these people should be in like Madison, Wisconsin.
Right? It's so weird. Everyone thinks that like Barstool is so bro-y and like frat centric and it's like a bunch of weird, but you go in there, pirate water. But that's what sells me. You go in there, you can't even have conversations with half these people because they're like autistic and they don't even know how to talk. It's like crazy.
Yeah.
They're like all like, they're little niches and shit. Like everyone's weird there.
It is. Yeah. I love watching the interviews on TikTok where they go up to each person in the office and nobody like gives like a normal answer.
No, everyone's weird there. So like, I don't know. It's weird. And a lot of people hate Barstool.
That's what I'm curious about.
Started Barstool in, I don't know, what was it? 2021 or some shit. Like half of my following unfollowed me. And they were all my following is girls. Like it's all girls. I think it's like 92% girls.
Holy shit.
They were on the train like, they were on the train that like Barstool is super misogynistic and like racist and shit. And I was like, I don't think that. And I went there. I loved everyone there. It's like the best place. So it was weird. It was like kind of a tough transition. I was like, did I just fuck myself?
No.
But it worked out.
So before Barstool, you were just kind of making content on your own.
Yeah, I was in college and I was just making.
In Boston?
I went to school in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh.
Whoa.
Weird.
I mean, Cleveland, Ohio is the Boston of Ohio, so it's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Okay, all right.
What university?
Baldwin Wallace. No one would ever know.
Hey. My grandfather invented that place.
Yeah, for real? Yeah.
Baldwin Wallace? Mm-hmm. Do they have a party scene there?
Or you're like, it was me? It was me. It literally was. Everyone thought that I was like on heroin.
Why did you go to Baldwin Wallace?
Okay, so crazy. When I was 16, I met a boy on a cruise. And it was like my first boyfriend. This is a Hulu show. I know. Yep. It was my first boyfriend. I never brought anyone home. I didn't like kiss a boy until probably I was like 16, which was this guy.
Same.
Met him on a cruise. Cool. Met him on a cruise. And then I went back home and I was like, maybe we should date. We did long distance. I lived in Boston. He lived in Ohio.
Okay.
And then I ended up going to school.
Oh no.
Followed him.
Like for him?
And then I broke up with him like 1 year after I was there and I stayed.
Well, you get to college and you're like, why am I in a relationship?
I know. It was fucked. And then I stayed in Ohio and then I dropped out of school for Barstool when I was a junior.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a choice because not only are you going to Barstool, you're also dropping out of school.
Yeah, well, I was pre-med. So after I like blew up, I was like, I'm not going to get into med school. I was like applying to med schools and I was like, I fucked myself hard.
Yeah.
So I was like, I kind of have to. It was also COVID. So I was going to take a year off anyways. And then Barstool found me.
In the weirdest way ever, finding that guy on your cruise when you were 16 was the best thing you could have done for
your
career.
That's what I always say. I'm like,
so wild.
I'm so happy that it happened.
Yeah.
And I made cool friends. Ohio is like the weirdest place in the world, but the people compared to Boston, so nice.
Oh,
so
my dad's from Ohio.
I made the best friends in the world.
I was like, what do you do for fun? He goes, oh, we go to the Walmart. I go, I love that.
Yeah, I love it.
I could talk shit about that, or I could just be like, that's so wholesome.
That's so cute.
No, Walmart is so
fun. Dude, so cute.
I went to school in South Carolina. We would go to Walmart high as fuck, like on a Friday.
Yeah.
So fun.
So fun.
So fun.
Because there's nothing to do. So you have to make fun about everything.
Was that 16-year-old boyfriend? Was he the jack guy with a small dick?
No, he wasn't. Okay. That was an in-betweener. Yeah.
Ooh. In-betweener.
In-betweener. Yeah.
Rebound or
separate? Rebound for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And he was back home. So it was fucked.
Small dick and a rebound.
Rebound.
That's a layup.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know sports, but I think that made sense.
I think it did. That sounded cool. And layup. It sounded cool.
What was the transition period like? Like
of dropping out?
Well, dropping out and then going to Barca. Was there a crazy learning curve, or was it like pretty seamless? Tracks,
no. It was pretty fast. So I tried to do full-time Barstool and full-time school for 5 months. And I was like, I can't do this. It's terrible. Then it was COVID and I dropped out and I was like, I'm moving to New York by myself, which was terrifying because it was COVID. No one was in New York. I moved to New York to the worst.
My sister lives there. She would like send us the videos.
It was terrifying. Yeah, yeah. And I thought everyone hated me. I still think everyone at Barstool hates me, but I don't know.
They do, but it's fine.
No, they do, for sure. Like, absolutely. I think Big Cat hates me. I don't know if you guys know Big Cat.
I walked past him when I was there the one day. Didn't make eye contact.
Yeah. I just like, you hate me. I don't know why, but it was cool. No, now I'm cool.
Is there a lot of kind of cliques at Barstool?
Like, oh, for sure.
It feels very like fraternity or like college vibes where it's like, you know, these podcasts are super dope. Like the guys at KFC are super close, but maybe they're not like close to those people.
Yeah, they hide in their cave. They don't leave it. No one talks to them. I love them. I'm close with them. But there's like every podcast has their clique and they're like producers. It's like a little family. Like. And they don't cross each other. And when they do, sometimes I'm like, are you fake saying hi right now?
Right. But when I did a KFC, I walked in, they walked me straight to their corner. And you walk into this room and it's this whole build out. They're in there. Then you leave and then you're right to it.
Yep. So they built me and my co-host our own studio now. So now we never leave the studio. So we don't see anyone. They kind of isolate you when you do that.
How many studios is there?
Yeah.
There's a fuck ton.
There's a bunch of studios, but only 3 podcasts have their own studios.
Oh.
Yeah. So they use studios like
the glass one up front, that's like a fuck ton of film
that was that used to be radio, but the Yak uses that.
Oh,
which is hilarious. Go listen to the Yak.
How did this podcast come about? It's like a sort of like a weird conglomerate of people.
Which podcast?
Oh, you're right. BFF, sorry.
BFFs? Yeah. Oh, so weird. I'm the luckiest person in the world. I don't know how I ended up on that shit. So I got to Barstool.
Shout out to the cruise guy.
Yeah, seriously. But when I got to Barstool, I was kind of just doing my own thing. I was doing my podcast and Dave was cycling people in and out because it was just Dave and Josh. They had met on an Instagram Live and then they started the podcast, but they needed a third person.
Yeah, it seems like a big COVID project that just panned out to work really well.
Yeah, so they needed a third person because it was a little too bro-y and they cycled me in. I didn't even have a camera and I was talking. I barely said any words. And then Dave was like, okay. She works, not speaking too much. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I feel like Dave's like way to like let you know you're good is like so like subtle. It's like, she'll do. And you're like, you like me? I don't know.
Oh, I was so scared. Dave used to terrify me. But now I'm like, oh, he's so sweet.
I've never met him. He seems terrifying, but he also seems like the person once you crossed over into like his like good graces, then you're like, oh, fuck. Then you'll get another side of him.
Yeah. I used to be scared of him. And then I saw his TikToks he does with his girlfriend where he's like lip syncing. And I'm like, he's just another guy. He's just a guy having fun.
He really is. He's just having so much fun. Him and his girlfriend are so cute.
So cute. I just wonder, like, he's like taking all these like massive calls, this and that for Barstool. And she's like, can you just lip sync this
real quick?
Can I
have you for 10 seconds?
And I go, like, it is, you know, that's just
I
life.
Love it. Yeah.
That's life. Doable. You can be as serious as you want. But it's like, as soon as the camera's out, you're like, all right, yeah. What do you need me to say? Mm-hmm. So wholesome. So
cool. I love it.
Dave's the best.
God damn.
Do we jump into some little questions?
Like two questions for you from written in, and then that's it.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, this is super fun. Question from Hillary, and she Clinton. Says, Hillary
throat goat.
That was Nancy Reagan.
Who cares? You don't think Hillary Clinton can take a... You don't think Hillary Clinton...
No, she's a throat goat.
Oh, I think she learned after, you know,
but
Bill.
She had to learn or he was going to leave.
Right.
I mean, he don't think he's... he went to that island too many times.
Yeah, he's a bad guy. I mean, he's got skeletons in every closet.
They have body counts. They have throat
He'll
coat
be on
issues.
BFFs one day. I can see him on there.
Oh, for sure. He's next week. Come on.
Yeah. Have you guys had... Who's the most random guest you guys have had?
Oh, God.
Shania Twain.
sometimes we do have random ass guests.
But sometimes
on
just big podcasts in general. I'm just like... Huh?
I know. It's a pitch so weirdly. We had like the Hollywood Fix guy on one time.
Oh, really?
It's like, why are you on the podcast?
Is that how you refer to him? Yeah. Welcome to the Hollywood Fix guy.
Yeah, it was weird.
Sorry, Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton wants to know, what are your thoughts on an open marriage?
I love this question.
Oh, okay. See, I would want to have an open marriage.
I love that
on my end.
Right.
But I couldn't have. So it's like, I couldn't do.
The
I couldn't,
second he
the second
touches
he did
another
it,
girl, you're like, gun.
Gun to the face. Yeah. I couldn't. I don't know. I just couldn't know my husband's fucking other people.
So let me ask you this.
Unless we're fucking together, maybe.
Right.
There well, you go. That plug was, talk.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yes. Oh my God. That shit is wild.
Joey, get on it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Wild, like in a good way. But could you cuck? Could you sit in the corner and watch him?
No.
No?
She's from Boston. She'd get the fuck off my man.
No way.
Tumbling to the back of the head.
No way.
Straight up ice
hockey
stick.
Could you guys do open marriage?
Yes.
I think what you said.
Right?
I think, because that's what it is. Every guy wants an open relationship. Then because you're out in these streets. And then
you see your girl get fucked.
Your girl comes home with a limp and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Please tell me you're playing ice hockey. Yeah. And she's like, no, Derek. God.
I think humans, like, that's just like human nature. You can't.
But it's selfish for you to only want it and not them.
No,
have
I know
it.
It's
so
fucked.
So then you're like, okay, this wouldn't work. But you'd do it?
I could do it, yeah.
But what do you do when she comes home and
good? Then I don't have to fuck you.
Yeah, but that's not a good marriage.
Yeah, no, you should want to fuck your wife.
No, you said this multiple times. You fuck like you're calling out of work. You're like, I don't gotta go in today.
I don't have to fuck my wife.
Yeah, listen, my wife got COVID. Listen, I don't go to work
my
no
wife's
more.
Every
dude, write in because you understand what I'm saying. At some point, and I'm sure you felt this too. At some point, you're in the relationship long enough where you go, all right, we've done everything. Can we sub in someone so I don't have to deal with this anymore? Just on a random Tuesday when fucking Joey, after 4 years, is like, hey, excuse me, can we have sex? I know he doesn't talk like that, but excuse me, come on. Wouldn't you want to just send some?
Where is that?
So just send someone in the fucking substitute so you can get fucking come out so you don't have to do it again? And then you could fuck somebody else?
This sounds so weird.
It sounds like the best.
I don't know. It does. Like, in retrospect, it sounds like the best, but then knowing your boyfriend or husband's fucking other people.
What if you're in the room? What if you're fucking
someone
else?
That's what I'm saying. If I can join.
Not join, though. You're, so say a couple swap, essentially.
Okay, so maybe if they can't, like, kiss.
No,
honestly,
that's a fine rule.
I don't hate that.
That's a fine rule.
If that's just too passionate.
Yeah, isn't no passionate
isn't it
sex.
So funny, just fucking a fuck. Isn't it so funny that you would be okay with him smashing someone's vagina out, but if he kissed, like,
that's for his own mental health.
Yeah.
Get it out, honey.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I understand.
But a kiss. Yeah. Yeah, don't you dare caress her face, you piece of
don't
shit.
Don't you dare.
If
hands
you
behind your
him,
back.
I will kill you.
Slap
yeah,
an ass, man. Yeah. If you caress that cheek, we're
God
done.
God damn it, no. Yeah, honestly, yeah. I could do that.
That all is right, funny.
Cool.
You
yeah,
kissed another
yeah,
woman. You fucked another woman.
That's right, okay. That's
same,
straight.
Samesies.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So we're going no, yes?
But no, but you said you could do a couple swaps, so that's essentially open.
I say okay, that, but then when it happens, I'm going to get it gone out.
I say
out,
that too. The first time that my wife has sex with someone else, I'm shooting him in an Arby's.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly,
I mean?
Yeah.
So well, the fact that he's in an Arby's is the reason why.
Yeah.
You fucked a dude who's got multiple types of beef. Got the meat.
Got it. Cheddar Bay biscuits. Cheddar Bay biscuits. Cheddar.
Wrong place. Yep.
Yep. Cheddar, what am I saying? Beef and cheese. I always fuck
beef
that up.
Beef and cheese.
So
beef
good. Cheese. What's your favorite fast food restaurant real quick?
Ooh, probably McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fish filet lady?
Ooh, no.
Oh, I thought you were going to say yes. I've
no,
never met someone who likes fish filets. I can't find
yeah,
anybody.
There's a reason.
You like them?
You like
my
fish
mom
filets?
Does.
You're
oh,
from Philly.
Good. I love your mom.
Yeah.
So you've had In-N-Out, obviously. What are your takes on it?
It's like okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it's like decent. It's not bad, but it's overhyped for sure.
Yeah. Mm. If you're going to McDonald's, what are you ordering?
Well, I have to be drunk to eat McDonald's.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I feel the way about Jack in the Box shakes.
Yeah.
Or their tacos.
Tacos.
Yeah.
Taco
oh, Taco shake. Bell. Fuck.
Yeah, Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell. Canes. Great. But I don't know if that's like, is that fast food?
I think so.
It's premium. It's up there with yeah, like Chick-fil-A. Like, it is, but it isn't.
Then Canes is my number one. That shit is fire.
So the unreal, best drunk food is Taco Bell?
Mm, yeah.
Try?
Cocaine.
Oh yeah!
Oh no! Yeah. I think the best. I'm pizza. Just like give me a slice. It's just meant to get shoved out of.
You can't really fuck up a pizza.
No.
Have you guys tried Dobrik's?
No, I haven't.
I haven't. Have you?
Yeah.
How is
okay,
it?
Okay.
You guys should try.
Oh,
interesting. Okay. I feel like it's a lot of hype.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, look.
Try
if I'm drunk, pizza's pizza.
But yeah. If I'm drunk, it'll be good.
Pizza though.
Well, I think you start putting prices in front of it because I think you can only do slice and you can't do a whole pizza.
Yeah,
and I think a slice is like $7.
It's like $7, and it's
$7.
And you're drunk. You're like, I'm gonna fuck this pizza.
Yeah,
$7 for a slice of pizza.
Yeah. But and they're not even huge either.
So now your expectation, you go, this better be $7 worth. If it goes yeah, dollar, you're that's why dollar
that's
slices
true,
in New York
that's very true,
are fucking so amazing.
Dollar
slices
so
are
good.
The bar is so low.
Yeah,
you're like, dude, I don't give a fuck.
It's a dollar.
Thing. Dude, this thing could have a Pez dispenser in it. I don't give yeah, a shit.
That's like pirate water. It's like, it's $2. Like, I'm not expecting that much. It's just going to get me drunk.
Honestly, beautiful. I love yeah, it. But that's why dollar slices are great. Yeah. You're like, dude, here's a dollar. You're donating a dollar for food. So when it's $7, you go, this better be.
Do you put any sauces on the dollar pizza?
No, I'll put red pepper flakes.
Of course.
Yeah.
Parmesan. And maybe some ranch.
Have you tried barbecue sauce on it?
I hate barbecue sauce, and I don't trust people that like it.
I love barbecue sauce.
I don't trust people that like barbecue
sauce. It's like ketchup with a DUI. It's ketchup that lets you fucking drink when you're young.
Ketchup that beats your mom.
Yeah, I don't trust it. I don't trust it. I can't trust you guys now.
Really?
Yeah.
As a whole, you don't love anything?
Nothing.
So what if you get like
you got chicken nuggets. What are you dipping?
Oh, honey mustard.
Okay.
I like ranch and ketchup.
Okay.
Basic, I'm ketchup. I love ketchup.
I've never met somebody who loves ketchup.
I love ketchup.
Ketchup is like bare minimum. No,
but only on chicken nuggets.
I can
see that. What do you do fries though? Gotta be ketchup.
Ketchup, gotta be ketchup. Yeah.
How do you put your ketchup on fries?
Here we go.
I dip it.
Okay.
Of course. I do this.
You do the crazy shit?
What's crazy? No. That's unreal. That's fucking Staten Island mentality. I do, let's say my fingers are fry. All right, good. This is an improv game. And then I'll take it and then I'll do like per bite.
This is crazy.
Like I'll take the packet, put it on, eat it. Like individual.
That's crazy.
Is it?
Do you have OCD? Yes.
I have something. I don't know.
You got something.
Yeah. But I think it's the freshest way, you know? Because then you're boom, boom, boom.
Oh, that's fucking crazy.
I just hate doing dishes and then you got to put like the ketchup blob in the sink. On the plate.
I understand that. I don't understand how you're not okay with open relationships, but you're okay with that.
Yeah, honestly, same thing to me. Honestly, that's
same
fucking
thing.
Crazy.
That's more disrespectful than fucking someone else's
wife.
Well,
that's why nobody will fuck me, because I do this. Just put it on there.
You're lying. You got hoes. All right.
All right, guys. We have a secret stock. Anonymous question. Edition.
Anonymous. Let's go.
Okay. And she wrote in and said, I've used a lava lamp as a sex toy before.
Ooh. Wow. Okay. What do we think we're talking? Ass or... vagina.
I think coochie, but I mean, or no one's scared of breakage.
It. Yeah, if it breaks in there,
I mean, yeah, if lava you're pussy. On a lava lamp,
lava lamps are a bit lava pussy.
Lava pussy is kind of a cool OnlyFans name.
That's honestly
lava pussy. That seems like it has diseases.
I don't give a fuck.
Lava pussy is cool.
It's from a screen. You can't get a disease on a fucking.
Yeah,
phone.
You're just.
You ever seen a disease cooter so much that you can get a disease by eyesight?
By airdrop?
Yep.
I think a lava pussy is a great fucking...
Lava pussy. That shit's fire. It's fire pussy.
You know what? I take everything back. Actually, I'm
You're
on
You're like
board
Mark
now.
Wahlberg. You can sell me on anything. Yeah. Like, I saw Power Water, and I was like, yeah, it's probably another drink. But then how you pitch it, like, $2, it'll fuck you up. Who cares?
That's
I was
all
like,
you need.
Lava like,
pussy.
This girl could sell me something.
Yeah.
You can make
sell
lava pussy,
pen.
And it's just photos of used calculators, and I'd be like, I'm fucking in.
I'm in. I'm buying that shit.
Good salesman.
I would like to see like a diagram. Like, are you sitting on it? Are you shoving it in there? Are you like
probably sitting on it, right?
You know, you
like gargoyle style.
That's what
but
I'm thinking.
Then all the weight you push down.
Cause then you could stand up if you have to.
I'd just be so scared of like it breaking.
Yeah.
It's a cool way to get a colonoscopy. You know, it lights up. You can see what's down there.
I mean, can you imagine getting walked in by your parents doing that?
Oh,
I'm cleaning. What?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine being a lava lamp. Those blobs like, hold up. Just floating up to the top.
It's getting dark as shit.
Lava lamp pussy.
Well, yeah, that sounds like a COVID confession.
That does.
You know,
people were sticking some crazy shit up there.
Crazy.
Crazy
shit.
I
mean, you thought it was weird, like what people use to like work out with. They're like lifting socks.
Yeah.
Makes them a bitch. But like, think about the horny side of that.
Yeah, you're shoving a golden doodle in there because it's a Tuesday. You got nothing to fucking do.
I think there's a lot of Kraft singles left over in the fridge. You're like, all right.
Yeah, man, I got
not be single
got
anymore.
Weird, dog. Like,
you
it
did?
Just, yeah.
What was
I
the
just,
weirdest thing you ever
yeah,
pleasured yourself with
shit?
in the
during the COVID days?
Yeah.
What did I?
Did you fuck your fridge?
I fucked my fridge.
How do you fuck your fridge?
So I put the fleshlight that we got and I put it in the
Who's
door.
We?
Trev and I got one.
Oh, you share it?
It's not a joint custody. We don't have that step fleshlight.
Yeah, yeah, no, we each got one. I tell you. Okay. We each got one.
He washes it out with Purell before he sends it over.
Okay, cool.
And I put it in the door jam, whatever.
Insane.
And I held the door closed.
Okay.
And then I fucked it. Because I wanted the Bluetooth hand. I wanted hands free.
Yeah, but putting ketchup on fries individually is weird.
No, it's the same.
But fucking a Samsung.
Imagine someone walking in on that.
I live alone.
From the back though. Oh my God.
Hilarious. What would you say?
Looking
for the pickles, my love.
I wouldn't. I'd say, you want to join in?
Yeah.
I'm fucking this refrigerator. Do you have any more questions?
I need help.
If you turn around and say, I need help, it's hilarious. Wow.
Help me.
I'm stuck.
But you say this is something that happened during COVID. I also feel like you're the type of guy who would do that today.
I was going to say, you're
if
going home and you're fucking in a microwave valve in next.
That mini fridge getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd fuck the air fryer next. Let's go. Who cares?
Yeah, you're crazy, man.
You're crazy.
You're crazy for real.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man.
What
All right.
a fun episode.
This has been so
fun
great.
Fun stuff, guys.
Anything you want to plug? You have your own podcast. Plan Brie, and that is on Barstool. Is that personal?
Yeah, that's on Barstool. Plan Brie Uncut. We got Pirate Water, BFFs, and look out for Project Verified. Crazy reality show coming up.
Fuck yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. All right. Such fun episode.
Dude,
that
yeah,
was
thank
great.
You so much for coming through.
Yeah, man. Sorry I was fucking an hour late.
No.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
I don't get it. I'm furious.
I thought I was on time too. I was like, I'm fucking early. This is
I'm
great.
Late all the time. And I just, it's like a flaw that I know I need to fix, but I'm just like, it's like my check engine light of my human. But I go, but the car still works.
Time. I'm sorry, guys. I'm
you didn't waste any more time. You're totally fine.
Okay.
Totally good. Great episode. Yeah. If you came in here and you had like shades on and you like gave like rapper answers, we're like, what's it like? And you're like, ha ha. Shit. Then I'd be like, well, you should have been on time for this.
Okay, cool.
But very funny. Great personality.
So awesome.
Honestly, favorite episode in a while.
Yeah. All
right. Fuck yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Thanks, boys.